Yeah, man, what's up? Episode 11 on the go. It's All-Star Week. Woo! Yeah, right. Yeah, fucking right. Yeah, Thursday, the All-Star game was earlier. MLS lost 2-1 to Arsenal, the fucking Gunners from across the pond, yo. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck people expected from this game. I personally, the baseball All-Star game is the only one that fucking makes sense. Baseball All-Star game is the only one that makes sense because it's fucking baseball. You're really not going to get hurt. You're not going to do these crazy dives and slides and shit in an All-Star game. I know it home field advantage and all that shit, but no, that's the only sport it makes sense in. All these other sports, football does it at the end of the season, and nobody cares about that. It's the only football game in America nobody ever cares about. But MLS, All-Star game in the middle of the season, that's weird. I'm all down for a break. What's up? Why not just give them a week off? Call it holiday. There you go. Fucking all those American soccer people that want to be all like European style and shit. We'll have a summer holiday. And these fuckers will get a week off. But yeah, I don't know. I guess it's pretty cool seeing these players that you wouldn't see play together. You know, they get a chance to see it, you know, so I guess that's cool. It was cool here. They did it in San Jose this year, which, again, I didn't go to any. I had really no interest at all in being in that mess. And, yeah, so I watched the game. I watched the game, and it was a pretty decent game, man. Some of the fucking Arsenal was, them motherfuckers were trying to get some playing time. That shit was a pretty rough game. But, I mean, soccer, fuck. You're not gonna get have a team practice two or three times, and all of a sudden they're gonna fucking mesh. I mean, it doesn't matter the talent. Eventually, it just doesn't work. There needs to be some sort of chemistry. And if you don't believe that, go watch the Mexico Chile game from in June, and that shows what talented players with no chemistry what can happen. Motherfuckers got a touchdown scored on their ass. So I don't know. You know, I don't really expect really. Again, you'll see some pretty cool moves or something, but I don't really expect any high quality, high level play. It doesn't do anything for the players that play, other than it's straight up an exhibition game for the fans. And I don't know. The MLS is. They're still very family oriented. It's cool, you know. I'm gonna hate on that, but there's a lot of a giant ass market that they're missing out on. Even young families, because they're very like still so suburban-y type feel. I don't know how to if that makes sense. I don't know how that comes across, but it's yeah, they seem to be wanting to push this version of soccer. That's what you do, you know, you take your kids to the game and you cheer them on and rah rah, and then, you know, every once in a while one of them gets really good and makes it to the big leagues. But soccer is an international game, and it doesn't work that way around the world. Soccer, it's usually the most accessible sport for. You know, every country has their wealthy sport and their poor sport, and soccer is usually the poor sport. And usually all the richy people, they play cricket, I guess. I think cricket's maybe the most popular game in the world. Fuck, dude. Two 3-day games? No thanks. I'm down for tea time. I'm all about that. We'll have some tea during the game. Let's do it. But fuck, staying two days for a whole game? Make a weekend out of a one game? No thanks. But anyway, yeah, it's weird. They MLS seems to be really stuck on one demographic, and it's like, dude, focus on get everybody. It's fucking soccer. It's the everybody sport. It's the everybody sport. And I know, you know, their marketing department will fucking swear up and down that they're doing their best, And I'm sure they are. I'm sure they're putting a very valiant effort, and I'm sure they're trying to come up with new ideas all the time. But as a 29-year-old that goes to, you know, Quakes games, and not just that, but watches MLS as much as possible on TV or on the internet, fuck, dude, thank God for fucking sports streaming. What a fucking, what magic is that? But yeah, I mean, I love it. I fucking love it, but I realize a lot of the people that I take, they fall in love with Avaya. I mean, the only reason it's insane. The Quakes are, they you know, sometimes, you know, watching the games close, they have some good games, but they're really all not that impressive if you're not a soccer fan. So yeah, so the people I've taken to the games, they fall in love with Avaya, but they're, that's the only thing that it is, you know. They don't have no interest in MLS. They become Quakes fans because that's what they go to. So that, you know, they do start following them more, but they don't care the league overall. They, you know, they're not gonna watch fucking Timbers Seattle, you know, on a Saturday just because it's on. You know, they'll go to the occasional game that I invite them to, but other than that, they're not falling in love with the league. And the league is, fuck, it's really failing at that point. Is there's really no superstars. There's no big, I mean, granted, you know, all these giant names, all these fucking Pirlos and Villas and Gerards and Kakas of the world, those are fucking huge names, but they haven't come here and become, I mean, the sports celebrity, I think, is such a big thing. I mean, I would think it's the same around the world in like Europe or South America, that, you know, these guys are just front and center all the time. But I mean, have even Terrell Owens, have Terrell Owens try to walk down most new cities in America. I know, you know, people got his history or whatever, but he can't go anywhere. He'll be noticed anywhere. And I guess he was a superstar, but, you know, or Steph Curry, all these guys, you see them everywhere. Steph Curry selling fucking chicken nuggets and one a day men's vitamins, you know, but you don't see any of this in MLS. And I mean, I guess they're not as valuable. I mean, shit, even, you know, David Villa, maybe in Spain, versus Steph Curry, but in this country it's gonna be Steph Curry. But yeah, I don't know. MLS to me is really missing that area there. They need to engage as a league. There's, again, some of these teams have a big following. Again, just speaking about Seattle and Orlando, you know, got up to MLS because of their huge following. You know, they had a big, you know, they were a young team, but they had a big following real quick. So some of these teams are becoming draws, and some of them, you know, are becoming, you know, they're getting passed down. These kids that do go to the games, hey, they're growing up at the stadium and as fans, so that there'll be another generation of them. But as a league, MLS doesn't create any intrigue. Nobody knows where the teams are other than their local team. I mean, again, this is strictly speaking of casual fans. I mean, if you listen and you're a hardcore fan, you're probably pulling your hair out. Like, I know everything, all the fucking cities, but no, just a casual fan, you know? Yeah. Getting most of the people I've taken to Quake Sims, have them name even two more teams in MLS. And I'm sure they'll say LA and New York, but they won't be able to specify. So, MLS, I don't know. It's easy to scold in front of a fucking microphone. But it's just something I noticed. And I think your All-Star game is bullshit. And also, can you fucking stop playing international teams already? Like, so fucking ridiculous. You're playing some mid-table fucking team. I guess Arsenal's been fucking pretty good. But anyway, it's right in their off season. There's no fucking reason. Can we just go to East-West fucking format? There's enough talent in the league. People get snubbed that should fucking be playing. And so they can play the fucking B-minus squad from some fucking European team. Can we get over that? There's enough fans now. We can... Avaya didn't look full, but I'm sure the fucking bar was full. People can talk all the shit they want. All the shit they want. But that's... Most of the time when people talk shit about the bar, people that haven't been there and secretly want to go there. So they disparage it to make themselves feel better. It's really a fucking awesome place to watch soccer. And you're not, as much as people want to believe, you're not just sitting at the bar hanging out. You're watching the fucking game. Especially when Victor Bernardes plays on the fucking squad. You got to be watching. If one of those balls fucking hits you, yeah, you're done. And I've hung out there several times, and people always watching the game. Everyone's paying attention to the fucking game. You're right on the pitch. I don't know. I guess it bothers people that it leaves the stands empty, and I guess I can agree with that. But who the fuck cares how many people are? Looks like it's in the stands. What the fuck is going on the pitch? And how many people actually fucking paid? And man, if they got the money for 18,000 people, fuck it. That sounded like I was fucking supporting the front office hardcore, but no. I mean, I expect them to use that money wisely. I'm not saying, hey, just throw your money at the front office. I want I've said it before, at the moment, it's pretty fucking stagnant. I guess it could be worse is a good motto for the rest of the season, because, it's the exact number of points that where they were at last year at the same time of the season. The team is really moving laterally. It's moving sideways. But anyway, I could get on that fucking tangent all day. So I'll just end it at that. Fuck your All-Star game, MLS. I love you. I love the league. But that game is pointless. Last time left off, there was the Toronto game. The Quakes were going to play Real Salt Lake. Was really excited. I mean, that Toronto win, I'm going to remember that. That's one of them. That memory's never going to go away. That was the first time Avaya was that loud. There's no question. There's no fucking question. It was never that loud. So that was fun. I can't wait till they come back home. But they play Real Salt Lake in, I don't know what little ass town their stadium is in. But they played them on Friday, and they tied. Fucking, I mean, the road woes continue. That's what they would say on fucking SportsCenter. The road woes continue for the Quakes. Quakes can't win on the road, if you guys haven't figured that out. They were winning. They took the lead. I only got to see the first half. I was switching between that and the Dragons game. Whoever decided to start both those games at the same time, fucking brilliant move, dude. Brilliant move, man. But again, thanks to the power of streaming technology, I was able to watch one on mute while listening to the sound of the other one. And so I was keeping up with two games at once. It worked beautifully. Technology is awesome. I don't know. I liked it. I only saw the first half. They were winning when I left, which always feels good. But they looked impressive. They looked aggressive. That's what I really liked. It'd been a while since they had been aggressive. They've been a really possessive team, and they wait for fucking Quincy to sneak out, which has not been working all fucking year. Or they depend on the fucking workhorse, Wando, and Wando has been working this year as usual since 2010, man. Motherfucker has not stopped. But I mean, anyone that's read Animal Farm, you know what the fuck happens to Boxer. So I mean, he's 34, or he's turning 34 this year. The dude, the days keep coming. Love Wando. Dude's a fucking, not just a legend in San Jose, but a legend in MLS. One of the top goal scorers in the history and still fucking scoring, still scoring at a regular fucking pace. But that you know, just relying on those two, it wasn't working. And you could see it. The midfield would get the ball and their hips were facing their own goal. And it's like, how the fuck are you going to score when you're not facing the direction that you're trying to score? Your hips need to be facing that fucking direction. But yeah, a lot of the time it was just, you know, trying to keep possession and they fucking sucked at that. So yeah, it was nice to see that aggressiveness in Salt Lake. Salt Lake City. Is it Rio? They call it Rio Tinto. Is that Rio Tinto? I don't know. They played some the last time. But anyway, I love the aggressiveness. I love the fucking aggressiveness. It got me excited. It seemed like it was carrying over from Toronto. It was still a bit sloppy. But I just they need to fucking score goals. They just need to fucking score goals. Two goal games in the last 3, 6, 9. In the last 9 games, only two goal games. It's ridiculous. But unfortunately, I didn't get to see the second half. I don't know. Maybe they ran out of gas. I only got to see highlights. But I don't know. But, oh, shit. Looking at the calendar, though. Oh, they're away again on July 31st, but they're at Houston. Which Houston is always a good fucking little dose of medicine when you got the losing blues. Because that team is... So, yeah. Got that in 2 days. On Sunday. Ooh, a Sunday game. Yeah, that... I don't know. It's on the road. So, with the Quakes, fuck, you can never tell. You would like to say that they're going to do it, but it's not. And so, yeah. So, with that tie, the Quakes are in 8th place. Beautiful. 4 points below the red line. 6 games, 6 losses. I mean, there's that. 8 ties. 8 ties. And man, that hurts. So yeah, so there's still a possibility. Seattle does not look like they're gonna get their shit together. So, I mean that just the wheels keep fucking grinding to a halt on that shit. They're at -7 fucking goal differential now for the season. They're 500 at home. Wow. They're 500 at home and they've only won 1 game on the road. I mean, yeah, just as many wins as the Quakes, but 12 fucking losses. 12 losses. Fuck. Yeah, so, you know, they're 4 points away, so they got 2 games in hand on the fucking conference, so there's a chance. But, I mean, fuck. I don't know. Again, limping into the playoffs, fucking 6th place team. Come on. Come on. But anyway... Get off of that. Poor Quakes. They do a good job. And again, some more bittersweet news, I guess. The Dragons were down in Tucson, playing Tucson FC in the Western Conference semifinals for the PDLs. Fucking exciting. That game in Fresno was really, really exciting. So it was cool to see him again on the road. It was fucking 100 degrees. I checked the weather on Google. They were playing at fucking 7:30 p.m. and it was 100 degrees. Damn. So that game in Fresno was a cool little warm up because it was only 90 degrees at 7:30 in Fresno. So they were a bit used to it. And again, they only got to see the first half. And woo, it was. Man, they were tired. They were fucking tired. Poor dudes. You could tell they had played a couple days before. Again, they played on Tuesday and on Friday. They played on Tuesday in Fresno, and on Friday they were in fucking Tucson. Fucking in the heat, son, in the fucking heat. So you could tell that they were gassed. They were, you know, in Tucson. Tucson's a really good team. I'll give them that. It's not to take away from anything from Tucson. They played a fucking great game. It was a good team, man. It was good team, and their supporters group is called the Cactus Pricks. Quite possibly one of the best fucking supporter group names in the United States right now. If you can top the Cactus Pricks, fuck. But they were down 0-2 in the first half. I was following on Twitter after that. Again, the App Brilliant Games FC on Twitter, they're really good at updating that, man. They really keep you up to date. And so I'm following them, fucking following them. All of a sudden, 2-1. And who the fuck was it? Our boy Aram Dani. Man, I'm telling you, this guy's fucking, you got to see him play. You got to see him play. That dude, he's a fucking game changer. He's a game changer. He's fast and he's strong. It's a good combo. A lot of the times, especially in Spain for sure, you see a lot of these fast dudes, but they could just get knocked off the ball. Fuck no, Aram Dani will fucking knock you off the ball, and the dude is not afraid to fucking first. He's not afraid of contact. He's a ball hog. He's a ball hog in the best sense, because he's a fucking great passer as well. But if you're the opponent, you're not getting that easily. So it's 2-1, and it was like, fuck yeah. You know, that's how you fight back. That's how you stay in the fucking game. It looked like you were on the ropes, but, you know, they came back. And then the fucking Twitter, boom, they fucking tied it. Fucking tied it. Christian Thurjung fucking tied that shit. And it was just like, oh, fuck. Laguni Magic is rolling downhill, baby. And so that was exciting. And I was just like, fuck, I need to find a computer. But then, unfortunately, Tucson was just proved too much. In the 83rd minute, they went ahead, and then they just stayed ahead. So that was a rough end to the season. I know those dudes, you know, when you play, the goal's a championship. They're not going to fucking say, oh, man, we're tired. We like the break. Fuck no. They're going to say, we want that championship. We don't care how many fucking games it takes. We want a championship. So I know they wanted to keep going, and they made a fucking valiant effort to come back 2-0 in hostile environment, in hostile climate, you know, weather-wise and people-wise. And they did the team proud. They did the team proud, and I can't wait till they come back next summer. And again, I invite you. I mean, I guess I have, I'm in no place to be inviting people to, but I mean, I really enjoy my time out there. You know, Jordan and Mike and all of them, there's a really well-run team, and there's a reason why they're in the Quakes organization. I know fucking, you know, they got Joe Cannon advising them and all this. And dude, it's only 2 years. They're 2 years old, 2 years in the playoffs. And again, you're going to see a lot of these guys. Well, 37% of people that play in PDL eventually go up to MLS. So there's a lot of guys that, you know, for 10 fucking bucks, you can see the future. And again, like I said earlier, Wando, Bernardes, Goodson. I mean, look at Goodson. Goodson's probably done. But a lot of these guys win. A lot of these dudes are getting up there in age. And, you know, and we had Bingham was kind of in the wings for a while. And look at him, you know, all-star game. He's looking good. Got, you know, a couple national team call-ups. And he's still young. He's for a goaltender. Goaltender, what the fuck? All of a sudden, it's fucking hockey. It sounds like sharks fucking bleeding over. But he's a good goalkeeper. And he looks to only get better. And other than that stint in Norway or Sweden, wherever he was. He's been with the Quakes his whole career. So yeah, so the future's out there. We still need to keep the pressure on the front office to make the right moves. There's a lot more money coming into the team. The fucking bar is sponsored by the Roku people and shit. Everything has a fucking name in that place now. The fucking this and that lounge, the this bar. It's crazy. So the team's making a lot of money, so we definitely have to put pressure on the fucking front office. And if they can't figure it out, somehow you got to put pressure on either Cavall, or if Cavall can't, some motherfucking way to get through to Lou Wolf that, dude, this isn't some fucking investment that you want to just get rid of in 10 years when it's worth fucking $500,000 or whatever the fuck, $500 million. God. What it seems like now, he's really a hands-off owner, and the team's going sideways. It finally has a home. It's finally, I don't know if it's making money, but it's definitely bringing in more money. And we as fans, we have to, you know, not only we have to put that pressure on the front office, but at the same time, we must support what's there already. That team in Reno that just became an affiliate. You know, I mean, hell, if you're ever out there in the area or got some time, fuck it, make a drive. As far as Reno, 4.5 hours, 5 hours from where I'm right here in Salinas. So, I mean, if you're up there in the Bay Area, I don't know where the fuck you're listening to, but you might be closer. Then you got the Dragons in the summer. Cal trying to get you there. If you're fucking, again, from Salinas, even down in fucking Paso Robles or that area, you could just go up to San Jose. All you got to do is get to San Jose. Once you get to San Jose, Caltrain will take you to Burlingame. It dropped. The fucking train station is right across the street from the high school. I'm fucking telling you, if I went to Burlingame High School, I would have never graduated. I'd never fucking graduated. I would have ditched every fucking day and got right to that fucking train station. And just taking the train up and down on San Jose, San Francisco, whatever. But yeah, it takes you right fucking there. It's $10. It's a really cool environment. They give away all this kinds of stuff all the time. The last home game of the season, they gave away fucking pizzas. They were giving away slices, but they took so many pizzas that they were giving away full fucking pizzas. And it's legit. They didn't go to fucking Costco and order like fucking 120 boxes. It's fucking Blue Line pizzas. Fucking really legit good pizza. And yeah, so I don't know. You got to support it. You got to support it, because, I mean, I know, I guess it sounds like a bitch a lot, but fuck. This is episode 11, dude. As the episodes go on, you'll notice a fucking trend. You'll notice a trend. And I guess I apologize for that, but whatever. This is what I'm seeing. This is what I've seen of this team and the league. And yeah. And I hope you enjoy it. I know I can go on tangents, but ultimately, I hope it's all soccer related. So, you can follow me at Baldini10. That's Baldini 10. 10. Yeah, 10. At, you know, on Twitter, at Baldini10. I don't tweet as much as I should, but I'll get on it. You know, I'll start jumping on there. I'll get more of my opinions, more of this show, get little tidbits on Twitter at 150 characters at a time, or however the fuck, 126, however they know. But anyway, thanks again for listening. Fucking, I'm on iTunes, I'm on Stitcher. Tell your friends, tell your moms, tell everybody, man. Share this and share the great game of soccer with everybody, because it's growing in this country. It's only going to get better, and you want to be involved. You want to be a part of this. So, all right, so I'll catch y'all next week.